All right, guys, the Utah Jazz fall to the New Orleans Pelicans. This is the Hoops Nerd postgame show. That was a fun game. That was one of the most fun preseason games I've ever seen. Through three quarters, both teams played their best players. New Orleans didn't play Jrue Holiday, which honestly should be, you know, the famous Lakers tweet, a warning to everyone or whatever they said. Whatever, that was the dumb tweet, by the way. But honestly, everyone should be a little nervous about the New Orleans Pelicans because they are really, really good. That team is more talented than I thought. Like, I thought that the New Orleans Pelicans would have a lot of talent. Zion Williamson would be a lot of fun. They'll run up and down the floor and all these things and highlight plays here and there, but not win games. No, this team's going to win a lot of games because they got a lot of talent and they were showcasing it tonight. I think some of the guys on their team really played above their heads. They have some young guys that are just really solid. And then Zion Williamson is legit. He is bona fide. Holy cow, that guy is as good as advertised. If anyone had any questions about how good Zion Williamson would be, he answered them tonight because he has the best touch I've ever seen. One of the things about him is I kind of compare him to Rudy Gobert in a way. People look at Rudy Gobert and they talk about the wingspan, the length and the height and the size that's so out of this world. They don't realize that Rudy Gobert plays as hard as anyone on the floor, if not harder. He has incredible agility and athleticism, and he has pretty good touch, and he's great at finishing and, you know, finishing dunks, alley-oops, and things like that. For Zion Williamson, it's the same thing. People will say, oh, wow, what an incredible athlete. Look at all he does. Well, guess what? There's a lot of athletes that come into the league. But when you combine it with his size, and then the fact that he is just incredible at finishing at the rim, his touch is out of this world. He uses his athleticism and size and strength perfectly, but it's the ability of him to like switch hands in midair and find a way to finish with just light touch. It's unbelievable. He is going to be so good. It's unbelievable. He doesn't need an outside shot. His finishing at the rim, I've never seen anyone wrap around like Rudy Gobert like that. It's something to behold. This guy's going to be incredible. And anyone who said otherwise, you're wrong. Sorry. He's fantastic, and he's going to be. And then he did hit a three in this game, I believe. I can't remember. But Zion Williamson was everything as advertised. And then you've got, like, I think it's Nikhil Alexander-Walker had a big-time game with hitting shots. They have a spread floor. They'll have Jrue Holiday play. Even that Nico Melli he hit, like, two or three threes. It was come like, all right, are we playing the friggin' Warriors tonight, except NAW or whatever people were calling him, and Nico Melli? The Pelicans are legit. And by the way, Lonzo Ball's really good. He's better than Ben Simmons. You can take that to the bank. He's really good. And his shot is now falling. Watch out. That guy is solid. He's big. He's a great defender. His passing is elite, and he can shoot it. So the Pelicans are great. For Utah, I mean, they really kind of, after the third quarter, they threw in the towel. They didn't want to, you know, get any players hurt. So when they were playing for three quarters, they were the better team. They hit shots. The spacing and passing and talent is so apparent. Conley had a nice night, along with Donovan Mitchell. Both of them had 7 assists. The Jazz had an insane amount of passing going on, but the sets were simple. The spacing was obvious. Rudy looked just as good as ever. The Jazz are everything they advertised. And one of the exciting things tonight, Royce O'Neal started at the 4 spot and was fantastic. He hit multiple threes. He can guard as good as anyone, really, I guess, at funneling Zion into Rudy. And Zion still finished. But the Jazz were phenomenal tonight. And you had Bogdanovich hitting threes. Jeff Green had a really nice night of just making baskets and making plays. Just overall, you saw exactly what this Jazz team can do. And when all the pieces are there and fit and going, they look great. Like, Joe Ingles off the bench was just a luxury, and he had like 8 assists. The Jazz are solid, and this is everything the Jazz fans wanted. And, you know, there were moments where you missed Derek Favors. By the way, the Utah visiting and the reuniting of Derek Favors, we're all sad about that. But it was clear, seeing this team on the floor, this is why they did it, is because you could shoot the ball. If it was last year's team against this Pelicans team with the night they were having, the Jazz don't win this game, at least through three quarters like they did. They wouldn't. But tonight, through three quarters, they were just the better team because they could always find a way to score. The three-point shot was falling. And guess what? They're going to get even better. This is like the third preseason game, the first time with all their starters. They looked fantastic. The Jazz look really good. And so if you're a Jazz fan and you were worried last game, shame on you. That is dumb because they're really good. Donovan Mitchell looks solid. He's going to get better. Conley looked comfortable, and they looked happy. Like, it looked like they were having so much fun. Last year, basketball looked like it wasn't very fun at times for this Jazz team. Now it looks like they're having a blast. They look like they're having fun. And guess what? The Jazz fans watching, we're going to have a lot of fun. So, nice to see. The Jazz just need to improve their defense a little bit because New Orleans was hitting their shots, and some of that could have been they were playing out of themselves a little bit. But either way, the Jazz defense needs to improve. Guys, like and subscribe to this channel. Make sure you rate and review on iTunes. All these things. I'm Hanson James. I will talk to you next time.